Coach didn't tell us how far we would be running or anything. All he said was follow Whit. Where you going? I asked as Coach started walking toward his car, but he didn't say nothing back. That's when Aaron told me what was going on. He's getting in the chase mobile, or as he calls it, the motivation mobile, Aaron said, patting me on the shoulder. You'll see. He ran in place for a few seconds. I copied him and did a few high kicks. I felt like a Gump doing it, but all that went out the window when Aaron said, nice shoes, man. I was going to tell him that I called them the Silver Bullets, but decided that probably would have been too much. Plus, there was no more time for talk. Coach was honking his horn, which I guess was the signal for the run to begin. Coach Whit took off, and we all ran behind her off the track and out onto the sidewalk as if we were some kind of running mob of obstacle course contestants, dodging people in car doors, ducking under store awnings, and jumping over random bicycles. The pace wasn't anything too crazy, a little more than a jog, but definitely nowhere close to a sprint. And, honestly, I was surprised at how I kept up for at least 10 minutes before starting to drop back. Had to be the shoes. Sonny was up front with some of the other distance runners, like Lynn, Brit Brat, whose real name was Brittany, and JJ Patty was in the middle, keeping pace with Deja and Crystal Speed. She seemed to be doing okay, too. In the back were the sprinters, which made sense. The new shoes were definitely helping me out, but there was only so much they could do. At about 25 minutes, which was longer than I had ever run, I eventually fell behind the other sprinters, putting me in last place. And that's when I learned what the motivation mobile was. First, it was just a honk. One short toot. I turned around, and there Coach was in his cab, his emergency blinkers on. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. He was trailing us. Then came the long honk. Then the megaphone.